With the election of 2012 in the rearview mirror, it appears that some Republicans are anxious to turn the page away from Mitt Romney. Joining us live this morning, John King, CNN's chief national correspondent. John, good morning. The question for so many is, okay, turn away from Romney, turn away from McCain or some things of the past like Bob Dole, candidates like that, but turn to what?
Turn to what is the key question. Good morning, gentlemen, and happy Thanksgiving to everybody. If I don't get
you
to that
too.
Yet. Turn to what is a big, huge part of it. Are they kinder, gentler? It is interesting in a policy perspective. Almost every leading Republican said, hey, why don't we do immigration reform, to try to turn to their Latino crisis? And that is a capital C crisis. And it's interesting. They said no to that issue. Remember, border security first became even John McCain's mantra. And he was part of Bush, Kennedy, McCain back in the day. They've changed on that because almost from top to bottom, Republicans realize if they don't deal with that demographic challenge, I would call it a crisis. They're in trouble as a national party. Then it's a what? Do you turn to Marco Rubio and Paul Ryan, who are two very prominent conservatives who are here in Washington, will be part of the big debates in Washington? Or do you look around and turn to one of there are 30 Republican governors in this country? Do you turn to one of them or two of them or three of them? They're still mad at Chris Christie for hugging the president. Will it be a Republican governor from somewhere else, a Bobby Jindal or somewhere out in the Midwest? That's the question. Turn to what and to whom? And the what is more important than the first part. They've got to make some key policy statements as a party over the next several months.
Well, now Marco Rubio's already hit Iowa. Are we into 2016 already?
He has already hit Iowa, hasn't he? Yes, we're into 2016 already, gingerly. Guys like Rubio, who have a very big national profile, are going to get out there and explore, see what it's like at the grassroots level, see if they like giving those, chicken dinners on Saturday nights in places like Altoona, and see if they, start raising money and see if people start urging them to run. In Rubio's case, look, we've known this since he came to Washington. He was a Tea Party star. He's a conservative. He beat an establishment candidate in a primary. So he has a lot of juice already. A big complicating factor for him is whether one of his mentors, Jeb Bush, decides he wants to get into 2016. We're going to have to wait a while on Jeb, though.
We saw some information that came out of polling during the election and right after the election that showed that when it came to conservative fiscal policies, American voters in many cases supported that. So I'm sort of wondering how the party identifies itself going forward and how important a role whatever happens with the fiscal cliff might play.
I think the fiscal cliff is a very important role, both short term and then the longer term. We have the cliff coming up and we have a few weeks to try to deal with at least a short term fix to it. Then you have the bigger conversation about tax reform. The country did not vote for higher taxes on everybody and more government spending. However, if you look at the exit polls and if you look at public opinion polling for some time, a majority, including a decent slice of Republicans, do back what the president said about, say, raising taxes on the wealthy as part of a bigger deficit reduction plan. So the Republicans have to choose where to plant their flag. And I do think the early signals saying that we're open to higher revenues as long as they come from big sweeping tax reform. We don't want to raise rates on everybody. It's a bit of a concession from Republicans for the leadership to say that. How do they implement that in negotiations with the president? It's going to be difficult because the president wants that trophy. He believes he won the election and he believes, at least in his mind, he has a mandate to get those higher rates on wealthy Americans. So that'll be your first test of where and how Republicans are willing to give on a big fiscal issue. And then their main mindset of the leaders, of the legislators and the leaders, the Boehners and the McConnells, is cut a deal with the president, make the fiscal issues, the deficit issues, make it quote-unquote better, and then try to start anew in the next campaign. Don't continue these same fights that we've had the last couple of years.
Well, we'll find out pretty soon how it's all going to go. John, have a great Thanksgiving. Try not to eat too much.
No way. Take care, gentlemen.
John King is CNN's chief national correspondent.